following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Good evening to everyone here at Wharf Casual Seafood, and welcome to the second edition now of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie. Michael Brannon is helping produce here tonight. We've got a fun show on tap for you once again. I mentioned last week that things would be ramping up in Wetumpka Athletics, and ramp up they did. The Indians getting the win over Beauregard last Friday, 36-19 on the road. Now they look to the home matchup against Chelsea this Friday. We'll be able to preview all that with Coach Bear here shortly. Wetumpka Volleyball got things underway, went to the PCA tournament over the weekend and competed there. Had their first home match last night, where they managed to get their first win of the season against Realtown with a complete sweep. Flag football is underway right now. They're out in Prattville competing in their inaugural game of the new flag football program. And Wetumpka Cross Country gets ready for their first meet. They still have another week or so with the Volunteer Spirit Classic out in Lineville. That'll be hosted by Central of Clay County. That one begins on Saturday, September 6th. We've got a fun show on hand here. Coach Bear, of course, will be joining us here in the next segment. And then we will have other special guests, including the head cross country coach, Jessica Holbert, and assistant coach, Luke Culpepper, both of which have been really great to talk to over the course of my time at Wetumpka with that cross country program. Excited to be able to preview their season as well. Mitch, we have our player of the week, as we do every week, and this week it is Ashlyn Turner.
Yeah, absolutely. This week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week is Ashlyn Turner. She was selected by her teammates in a little vote that they did to lead the team onto the court as captain. It's fitting seeing that it is her senior season and that she is also the libero, kind of already the leader on and off the court. So it kind of makes sense that captain comes with her title as well.
And you had a chance to go to that Wetumpka Realtown game last night where they got that victory. What did you see there? I know that it was exciting to see Coach Watson get her first win.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really big win for them coming off that PCA tournament. Wanted to see a little bit of momentum they got from that win. They won all three sets, 25-6, 25-7, and then 25-8. So it was a really good showing from the team, and especially on offense. They had a lot of serves going their favor, a lot of serving aces, which is absolutely something you love to see on the volleyball court.
Yeah, exciting stuff, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff planned here tonight. When we come back, Coach Bear Woods will join us, and we will recap last week's game and get ready for the Chelsea matchup. We've got all that and more here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcoming you back now for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, and the guest of honor has arrived in Coach Bear Woods. Coach, coming off of that win, congratulations on getting a great start to this season.
I appreciate it, Gavin. I'm proud of the guys. They really performed well, executed well, and got a lot to learn from, like any football game, but glad to be here. It was a fast week, and here we are again.
Walk me through that first game, just how the team seemed to maybe find a little bit of a rhythm. I know that first half was a little back and forth there, and then things started to kind of clean up in the second half.
Well, we started off with two scores. You know, Charlie does what Charlie is going to do, which makes athletic plays outside of the pocket. He was able to show his versatility to get out of the pocket, make a throw right across his body, hit Caleb Ballard on a big touchdown play, and our guys really were energized. Unfortunately, we gave up some explosive plays on the defensive side, played really well. But all in all, you know, in a 48-minute game, in 1 minute, we gave up three scores, really. So you can play a fantastic football game, and in no time, we gave up three scores over the length of the game, but all explosive plays.
Want to remind everyone, before Mitch gets to a question here, that if you would like to ask Coach Bear a question, you can do so either on our YouTube comment section, Facebook comment section, or you can walk up here if you're here in person and talk with Mitch here on my right, and he will be able to process that question there and get it onto the show. So make sure you come tell him your name and then your question. Want to remind everyone, this is an event for Wetumpka fans. We want you to be a part of the show. It's not a quiet affair here. We want people to be able to cheer, have fun, and cheer on the Indians as we go through this show, just as you would on a Friday night. We really appreciate everyone being here and excited to continue to do this here at Wharf Casual Seafood. Mitch.
Yeah, so heading back to that game a little bit, talking about that defense, you know, one thing that really stuck out to me was the adjustments you and Coach Morton made at halftime, you know, letting up those explosive plays in the first half, but really coming back out in the second half and playing a really clean game of football. Kind of, what was your message to the guys in the locker room, and how did you get them to clean up a little bit?
Well, for us, I knew it would come down to just the conditioning part of the game. I felt like we were going to be in better shape. We've worked really hard spring, summer. So my message to them, I know from Coach Morton's standpoint, is communication. I mean, you just know the scenario, know what they're trying to do, and know they're going to try us deep again and try to get some matchups. But beyond that, we just trust that we're going to continue just to do our job, our assignments. And we have a lot of faith in our conditioning, and it showed last Friday night.
seemed like that in that game, it was a bit of a game of runs there. You had the 12-0 start for Wetumpka, which was impressive for that offense. But then the defense kind of started to give up a little bit, mostly off of those chunk plays. Just how do you go through and try and limit, you know, what seemed like a strong day of defense other than one or two plays here and there?
Yeah, it's going to come back just being in position, just even pre-snap alignment in the back end there. Their first touchdown pass that they threw, I mean, that was just a beautiful play, you know, kind of a hat tip to them for that. Our Spencer Rice was in fantastic position for that. Later on, you know, we had an ME, what we call a mental error, and that's how the guy was open for the explosive. So anytime you got a mental error, you got to think back to where was that young man pre-snap, where was his mind at, where was his eyes at, what was his communication. Then you go from there. But here's what we got. We got young guys who like to be coached, accept coaching. And that's how the adjusters were able to make it halftime.
You talk about the defense having a couple of issues, but one guy who really impressed was Walt Myrick. He was our player of the game last week. Just talk about Walt's impact and how he performed in that first game.
We know he's picked up right where he left off last year and really grown into the leadership role, because now being a senior and having produced, you know, the expectation is high. And he loves football. He loves Wetumpka. And more than anything, he loves his teammates. And you see that with how he plays. The other night, 11 tackles, several for loss, a block punt, which is a pivotal moment in the game, something that we plan to do, you know, but on the fly, you know, players make plays, and Walt's that player. We're very proud of him and the defense and what they did the second half.
Yeah, and that special teams block, that special teams was a big part of this game. Obviously, you gave up the blocked punt there that was taken back for the touchdown, but then you got one for yourself, plus you've got that Cyrus Bullock field goal. I mean, it seemed like that third portion of this team was really impressive. From time to time.
Yeah, we pride ourselves in three phases of football, and the special teams part of it, the wee fence, is something that we, you know, really take pride in. And even in that game, we know we recovered. Cyrus did an excellent job on his kickoffs, best he's done since he's been an Indian. And we recovered a couple. One was an inadvertent whistle. Finally, on the third time, was a charm, and we recovered one. But it was, you know, the guys play hard, and it means something to be on our special teams. We compete it. We film it in practice. We point it out every single day. And if you're going to help us win, you start by being on special teams.
Looking a little bit deeper there at Cyrus Bullock with that 39-yard field goal. And he went out there for some other kicks as well and almost had another one there. I think that was from 34. So he's shown the leg a little bit. Seems like he's really starting to get a little bit more comfortable there.
Yeah, he's done a fine job. And that whole unit, right, everyone participates in that. You got Jake Harden, the long snapper. He snapped all last year as a true freshman. Now he's a sophomore. And then Charlie Skipper, our quarterback, he held last year as a freshman, and now he's still holding. That whole unit has to operate. A lot to do with the kick is going to be where the snap is, the ball timing and placement all on the block there, and then, of course, the line holding up. But we're confident in Cyrus. That's why we lined up last year in McAdory for that field goal at the very end there. We knew if we could, you know, get the ball off, that he had the leg to get it there, and he's doing a fine job, and he works really hard. Had a great summer, and him and Alex Smelan, another our backup kicker, who I'm confident to kick as well. Maybe not the leg Cyrus has, but a young man. Between the two of them, the Indians are in good hands.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Andrew Voiles also with that great punt. Downed it at the two-yard line there as well, so he had a nice night as well.
Yeah, we had seven of those last year as a team. That's, once again, something that we work, and Andrew's ability to punt, and he just is able to get that roll the way the ball comes off his foot. I like to take coaching for that, but I can't. It's just an athlete, and the guys do a good job going to cover it.
Looking at this offense, we talked about Charlie Skipper, how young he is, how he has to be able to get comfortable, and I know the biggest part of that was just getting game reps. Comes into the game and has back-to-back touchdown drives there to open the game, finishes with two touchdown passes on the night. Seems like he managed to figure it out pretty quickly. Just what was your take on his performance there, both the positives and then maybe some things that need a little bit of work still?
Well, the things that need work is just time, you know, in terms of getting that game experience, being able to consistently get the play call in, get the pre-snap adjustments in and shifts in, and to operate it with just efficiency. He did a tremendous job. He did exactly what I would expect him to do, which is win the football game, and that's what we did. And he's just going to grow it each and every week. But I'm very proud of what he's done. But he's another kid. He's reliable. He's going to show up. He's going to work. He's going to beat coach competition. He's ready to get after it. So very proud of him. We're moving on to Chelsea. We'll need another big night from that position.
Yeah, Coach, and speaking of young contributors on the offense, we talked a little bit about Jordan Smoke after that black and gold game, and obviously had a great showing Friday night, 104 yards, two touchdowns. Kind of just talk about what having a running back and a young guy like that making such an impact early on in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot of Jordans on the team, and they're all playmakers.
It's hard.
We have two on defense, two on offense, so there's four of them. But Jordan Hill, jersey number four, he had a fantastic. He works hard. One of the just practice today, I told the guys, he's the standard. Every rep he takes, it looks like a next level rep. But the guys who go beyond high school and how you play, and when he broke that run, when he came to the sideline, I want you to go back, ball security the entire time from his touchdown to the sideline. And all I said to him was, you deserve that, because he works that. And unlike anybody else on the team when it comes to the detail, he's an explosive guy. He's a great teammate. That's what about this team. It has heart, great teammates, and he's a big contributor on special teams as well.
I think about a little bit of the adversity that y'all maybe dealt with on, you had that kickoff with the muffed fielding there from Beauregard, ended up getting called back because of an inadvertent whistle. When you have something like that happens and can maybe frustrate the guys a little bit, what do you tell the group to be able to kind of get things going again? And I remember that after that, they still got the stop defensively afterwards.
Well, the only guarantee in life, and every player in this room could tell you, is adversity. And we talk about it at many different levels. And the football side of it, that's what we faced the other night, where you have a clearly recovered fumble, and you got a young, nervous official who hits the inadvertent whistle. And how do you respond? That was one of the things I took away as a head coach. I was proud of my staff and our team that they were right on to the next. Yeah, there was frustration. You hear the crowd losing their mind. There was, you know, probably wanting the head coach to somehow overturn the call. There's nothing you can do in that moment right, except go to the next moment. But that was a big the team answered a question for me, quite frankly, on how we respond in moments like that. I'm proud of them.
And with that response, outscored Beauregard 15-0 with that shutout in the second half, which you can't ask for much better than that there to close out a game. Now, looking at those receivers a little bit, Caleb Ballard seemed to impress, along with John Hudson Winger. Both of those guys really just seemed to fit in comfortably. I know both of them having long touchdowns as well. Just talk about those two guys.
Well, they're big targets, and Caleb Ballard, he's still a young football player in terms of just getting his own reps, and that's the 6A level of football too. I mean, he's going to only get better. John Hudson is a guy, he wants just another guy who's just the standard, how he operates. He works out. He doesn't skip a rep. He doesn't skip a meeting, a practice. He is always giving his very best. And once again, the ball finds guys who do that. The ball, just like Walter blocking the punt, the ball finds guys who put in the work, and he's one of those. And I also would like to mention too, Deion Floyd had four receptions too. He's that first down guy, and those little 3 yards here, 4 yards there, it ends up opening it up, that middle spot for John Hudson.
You talk about opening up that run game, and yes, Justin Hill did it, but Charlie Skipper had a couple good runs as well there. Had that one read option play where he gained, I think that was a 20-yard run there. Just how effective has that option ability been for this team? I feel like Charlie has started to figure out how to use his legs a little bit as well.
Well, yeah, he's figured out, and we try to remind him of it too, to use them, but that's part of his growth too. We had several of those play calls, and you know, sometimes you give, sometimes you give. That's the part of the option. But you go back and look at film, like, you know, it's been a good time to run, you know. So that's part of the growth too, that he's getting to that position. But no, he's an athlete. He's one of our fastest players. He runs a 4.6 240. I mean, that is surprisingly super fast. And so he can get after it.
I look at his pocket presence a little bit as well. He was able to really avoid some of the pressures that came his way. What goes into that for him? How has he really been able to grow over the summer now into this season in just keeping himself, you know, on his feet and being able to make plays?
Well, I mean, that's Coach Dawkins has worked really hard with him all summer. You know, they the more they're together, the better they're both going to be working with one another. You know, you try to put every player in a position to be successful, but specifically your quarterback, you know, not putting too much on them, because I tell them all the time, I don't even care if the defense knows. I believe our guys are going to be better to execute, just call plays that we know. But going back to the summertime with Charlie, so he started a 7-on-7 up in Elmore County, I believe, and maybe wasn't the best day. I actually was taking a few other players out to Arkansas for a visit on that trip, so I was not there, but the coordinators were. And then the growth from there on film to the battle for the county was the next time, and you get to see real growth. And then now you get to the opening game of the season, he continues to grow, and you grow by continuing to work hard, and he puts in the time, and I'm going to challenge wanted to put in more time because, I mean, the success of the season does go through that position at any level.
Yeah, we've seen it sprout already, and now we get to see it continue to grow in this Chelsea game coming up. When we come back, we'll preview that game with you, Coach, and get ready for another exciting week of Wetumpka football. I want to thank Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett. They're your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cac.edu/adult education or call 517. The Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Looking to tackle your next
gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet started at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. I want to welcome you back now to the Bear Woods Show as we continue our talk with Coach Woods. And now we get ready to preview this Chelsea matchup in week two. And Coach, you get to come back home now, one of the four home games this season. Just how excited are you to be back home? It's going to be a great environment. I know you're excited about it.
Oh, we're very excited. You know, it's been a long time. We've waited for the home opener, and it's here this Friday. I know a lot of hard work goes into it. It's just such a great event for, really, it's the best event for our high school. I mean, you got so many different organizations involved, so many people working hard from the Pride of the Tribe, the band, to dance, to cheer, ROTC, everybody's involved. AgriScience is involved, helping us with game day setup. You get to see the one tribe mentality on a home night. But with that being said, the Beauregard Hornets are a good football team. They're coming to town with a very senior and junior heavy squad. I mean, they got about 50 guys total, I think, who are juniors and seniors. And very well coached team. Coach Cassidy does a great job with them. It showed last year with how well of a season they had, especially early on. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, Coach Cassidy with this Chelsea team, and you faced off against them last year, fell just short there in that 15-14 loss on the road. Do you come into this one with a little bit of an extra chip on your shoulder just after that loss?
Most certainly. Most certainly. And you know, there's some of the best football played in that game, some of the best defense I've ever seen played, you know, by our defense last year. And able just to, in our offense, tried the very best. Special teams opened up with the turnover. And Jack Pinker scored on the opening kickoff fumble recovery, but they put it down to the one because they're officials. But we scored the next play. But, no, we're looking forward to it. And even talking to Coach Cassidy earlier this week, I mean, his team is a really good football team. We both kind of reminisce of how great of a football game it was last year. If you're a fan, we obviously fell up a point short, and we're tired of finishing a point short.
I know Coach Cassidy has started to build their program over a little bit, making the playoffs for the first time last year with them. When you look at the job that he's doing over there, just going into this, how tough of a matchup in this program, when you're looking at it, just how tough is this going to be for y'all?
It mirrors our guys in a lot of ways. You know, I can put on their kickoff. I showed it to our guys today. I said the way they cover kicks, it means something to them. I mean, they playing for their football team, it means something to them. And he's done a wonderful job. You know, they were 7A and they dropped down to 6A. And of course, they brought a 7A attitude with them, and right, they done a good job. But we're looking forward to the game, and it's going to be a challenge for us. Last year, it prepared us for what ended up being our football team, you know, week four and after.
You know, Coach, coming off of that second half last week especially, looked really good, almost like a different team in that second half. Kind of what's your message to the team heading into this matchup against the Hornets?
My message is we're gonna protect the quarterback, we're gonna protect the football, we're gonna relentlessly pursue the football, and we're gonna violently take it away. Those are the four things you want to see. And when people watch us play at home, that I want them to see a team that, man, that team plays with heart. And that just means we're willing to go further than anybody else who lines up against us. And I believe in these guys to do that. I really do. But we're gonna execute more. I mean, I won't say we're a different team in the second half last week, Mitch. I just say we're a team who settled in, you know, and we're hoping to start fast and finish strong this Friday night.
You mentioned how this team kind of mirrors our own, but a defensive game last year. When you go into this one now, what do you look at, especially for this offense, to try and kind of break through a little bit and maybe open things up some?
Our offense or theirs?
Yeah, well, we'll go your offense, and then we can talk about how your defense can limit theirs.
Okay, well, our offense, we're just going to do what we do. We're not changing, you know, in terms of, like, from a preparation standpoint. We're still a young team in week two of the season.
Right.
Really trying to figure out what does actually work for us. And this will be another game, a non-region game, that is going to prepare us to figure out just what does work for us still. But we're going to put our quarterback in a situation to be successful. We're going to always try to run the football and kind of hang our hat there, as any, you know, football team will try to do. And that's what we're going to do.
And then we'll look at that defense now, as I wasn't quite clear on the question. I apologize. But now we'll look at that defense and how do you limit, make sure that their offense stays limited as you managed to last year.
Well, they have a very, very good tandem at running back, and with 3 and 26, and jersey number 3, he is a competitor. He's going to run hard. It doesn't matter what the score is, what quarter it is. He is going to get after it, and we're going to be sure tacklers, but we have to stop the run. And then last week too, Gavin, we can't give up explosives against a good team like Chelsea.
Going to be a really interesting game with this home matchup coming up. We're going to have a special guest coming on here in just a few moments as we want to start to welcome Noah Griggs, the Wharf Casual Seafood owner here, our gracious host here tonight as he trades out the microphone here with Mitch for just a moment. And Noah, I want to welcome you onto the show and thank you, of course, for having us.
Great to be with you. It's a good night in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Yes. I know that with Wharf Casual Seafood, now the host of both our show and then over in Sylacauga, the Coach Smalley show. So we really appreciate what you're doing here for not just the Wetumpka Sports Network, but for Radio Alabama. It's very exciting.
Hey, love it. We love it. You know, Friday Night Lights, that's what it's all about. And great football, great leadership. It's a great community, and we're just excited to be a part of this and athletics for Wetumpka as well as Sylacauga. But tonight it's all about Wetumpka, and just proud to be with you and support you.
You say it's about Wetumpka, and it absolutely is. I know that you're coming on with a special surprise here for Wetumpka Athletics, so I want to give you the floor here and let you present that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll grab the check in just a moment, but Coach, we just want to say thank you for the job you're doing, the leadership, what you mean to this community and to the city. And so we want to just make a small donation to the athletic department in the amount of $500, and it's a pleasure to be able to support and be a part of this. So yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
And thank you for just all you're doing. I mean, you're tremendous. I tell you, my parents come to town. They'll be in town for Friday night's game. This is our stop right here. The whole family.
I love it. I love it.
That's right. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's been great to be here, and we're excited to have fans here with us. And I've already gotten to eat as well. I had that fried shrimp once again. I know Coach has got his food coming here in just a couple seconds when he steps off. So we have loved being here at Wharf Casual Seafood. Excited to continue to be here for the rest of this season. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, folks. Come out and join us. It's always a great night, and we're excited to be a part of it. So thank you so much.
Now, Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. As we're about to take a break, Coach, want to thank you for joining me once again. Excited to see what's to come on Friday at the Wetumpka Sports Complex, and to have you right back here again next Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to invite the whole community to come out. The home opener is going to be a whole lot of fun. We actually have our youth cheerleaders and dancers who will be performing in pregame, so come out and support them. Brand new tunnel. We're all going to run out of it. We're all going to go home with a win.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to watch it. And we're going to take a break. Once we come back, we're going to start previewing the Wetumpka cross-country season as Coach Jessica Holbert and Luke Culpepper join us after the break. Thank you for listening with us here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. I want to welcome in now the head coach of the Wetumpka Cross Country team, along with assistant coach Luke Culpepper here, Coach Jessica Holbert, a personal favorite of mine here. Got the opportunity to run for Coach Holbert there from 8th grade until graduation. So, Coach, really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
It's going to be an exciting season for cross country. I know y'all have been training at it all summer. So just give me a little bit of an outlook here on what to expect as the season gets started here on September 6th.
I'm looking forward to another good season with a lot of really good athletes that work really hard. Again, like you said, running since June. I think one of the big things we're looking for this season is we have several that are very close to the same pace, so we're going to have some packs happening on our girls' team and our boys' team.
I think you've got a little bit of a younger group still, if I remember correctly, but do you have anyone on the team who's kind of stepped up as leaders so far?
I think we've got a couple as far as just leading the team, maybe not necessarily with their speed or anything like that, but just making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do and keeping them motivated and practice like that. And so we've got one boy that's kind of really stood out like in that manner, and then we've got another girl who has kind of stood out in that manner as well.
Luke, I want to go to you for a second here. I know that at least when you were coaching me, you were able to run with the team a little bit. I'm assuming that you're still doing that, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and how's that going? How's the runs been with everyone, and what's that training plan usually look like for everyone?
I love it because the athletes love it. They love that Coach Holbert, they've even commented to me, and the parents have commented that the athletes love that Coach Holbert and I run with the team. Other coaches don't necessarily do that. And then the team, they push me to be better. Running with you every day, that's pushed me to be better and be a better person, and I've learned a lot through that as well.
And I didn't give you credit either, Coach Holbert. I know you run with the team as well.
I was nowhere near you. It's okay.
I was a little more used to Luke running with me during my time, but you do run, and that's something that I've found to be very rare among coaches in this area and just in general, is seeing your cross-country coaches participate in what the training is. And I can tell you that from a personal experience, it added a little bit more motivation of like, well, if my coaches are doing it, then I should be doing it too, right? So just when you think about doing that, is that kind of the mentality of when you're trying to run with your group is just showing them by example?
Right. If we are willing to do it, then it's like it makes it more of an incentive for them to do it. They're like, hey, we're not just telling you to go do this workout. We're going to do it with you. We're going to suffer through the grit and pain, through the heat, through the humidity. So we're not just making y'all do it. We're going to join in on that suffering.
Yeah, cross country is one of those sports that you don't go into it and really have a fun time necessarily. It's an acquired taste where you really just put it all out there on the line. So when you talk with these younger runners, trying to get them motivated and getting them to fall in love with a sport that is it takes time to really learn to love. You know, what do you tell the group of just trying to motivate them to get to the finish line each week?
Go ahead, Luke.
So I went to the middle school this past week to try to recruit some more middle school runners, and one of my main points that I was pointing out was some of these runners that run cross country, they don't do it because they like to run. They like to do it for just the community and being with their friends and just hanging out and being active and healthy. So they're not trying to necessarily win the race, but they're just out there being physically active and being with their friends, and they just enjoy that time with their friends. And we had a lot of interest when I spoke with the middle school that want to come and run with us.
I can speak as an advocate for cross country that was a big reason that I came to run, and I know a lot of people have done the same of the camaraderie that you feel as a runner for any team. And just what has that looked like with the group that y'all have, the relationship that they all have with each other?
So like you said, like love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
We sweat together on those rough, hard practices. That's part of bonding. And for me, it's the camaraderie, but it's also I try to teach them that with the running and pushing yourself when you know, okay, maybe I can't do this. I got one more mile. I don't know if I could do one more mile. Real life experiences, if you could push through that, then that can reflect over into real life experiences when you think I can't do this anymore. And then you figure out, yeah, you can. You could push through and do that. And I think that that's something that they motivate each other through that. And we're all suffering. It's all hot. It's all hard. And so if they can bond together with it. And this sport's unlike any of the others. You know, when you go to a meet, you're trying to beat the other team, but then you're cheering for the other team too. And you're watching them finish.
Yeah, it's a very rare thing to see in any sport where you're having people cheering on the other team just so that everybody can make it to the finish line. So that's something that I think makes cross country
special. One of our quietest runners, Landon, absolutely quiet. Never seen him express emotion. And at Jesse Owens, he's sitting there like a dang cheerleader, cheering on the most random people for the whole entire race. And that was just an inspiration to see him come out of his shell and cheer on people he didn't even know.
That is awesome. And you mentioned going and trying to get middle schoolers to come and run, and I know that there's a relationship with Coach Harden over at Redland Middle School, Susie Harden, who is the mother of a former cross or two former cross country runners in both Colin Harden
three.
And Clover, or Colin Clover and Carter Harden, and those three. Just what is that relationship like with Coach Harden as you try to develop those runners over at Redland, and then eventually bring them in to develop them with the Indians?
Oh, she does an excellent job over there. A very large program, and last year, even for us, had we not pulled up the girls from her program to run at our sectionals, we wouldn't have even qualified as a team because we wouldn't have had enough girls to run. So pulling her girls up not only allowed us to run the section meet with the whole team, but we finished second at section, which that's not where we were doing throughout the season, and that was not our expectations.
And one of the females we pulled up from Redland beat our fastest female, am I correct?
Yes.
So that we pulled up from Redland actually beat our fastest female at sectionals or state.
And right now she's looking to be our fastest female again this season. And I hope to pull up some more maybe. And our hopes with him recruiting over at Wetumpka Middle School is that maybe we can develop that program there. And because last couple of years we haven't had any middle schoolers from Wetumpka. So we're hoping that along with her program that she has that's just really doing well there and excelling, that we could pull some up from this other group too.
I do want to look at y'all's schedule a little bit here. As you go into this first meet over at the Volunteer Spirit Classic hosted by Central of Clay County, what's your outlook on this first one? Every course in cross country can be extremely different. So as you go into this one, how do you approach it?
So this course kind of has what I would consider sort of rolling hills.
So I ran the course when we ran this course last year. It was a new course to us. I went out and ran it right before the meet so I could give our athletes a lowdown on it. I thought it was a very difficult course. A lot of sun, less, not so much shade. A lot of the hills were not just running straight up a hill, but it was running on the slant of the hill, which was really bad for the ankles. And so when I got done, I told the athletes that this is going to be a tough, hard course. Just push through it. At the end, a lot of the athletes loved the course. They really did good, had good times. And so we're actually doing that course twice this year.
Yeah, you've got that one on the schedule twice. The one that I think everybody looks at every season is that Jesse Owens Classic out in Oakville, the same course where the state championship is as well. So that's a big meet across the whole state.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest in the state. So when you go to that, especially with a younger program that's trying to kind of rebuild a little bit right now, how do you approach that, trying to just get people against some tougher competition?
So for me personally, every meet we do until sectionals, it's all about you as an individual and you becoming better than you were the day before, coming better than you were the meet before. So Jesse Owens to me is one of those that I think some of them, because you're running against faster runners, you push yourself farther than you realize that you could push yourself. Because even training, you don't run as fast training as you will once you have that person in front of you that you're trying to catch. So it always, they enjoy the course. The weather's better because it's mid-October or early October. And so that one, it still is kind of individual. It's so large that as a team, we're not there yet, but individually they can all perform well, and most of them end up running season best or personal records at Jesse Owens.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the history of this program just a little bit. It was founded not relatively recently, still back in 2012, I believe, and you've had some great runners over that time with, I remember Corey Anthony being a college-level runner there, and then Eli Holden just a year ago, and then obviously, I'm over at Troy. Eli's over at AUM right now. When you have runners that go to the college level like that, not just in cross country, but then with the track team as well, they have people that have made it to college as well. How do you kind of use that to put the pitch and show people that this is an avenue to get to the next level and compete collegiately for these different athletes?
Oh, yeah. Like, even just, I know you've come back and had that bonding that you had, so you see this person and that you were close to, that you ran with, and then that helps to push you, because I know that's how it was for you as well too. It helped push you in order to, hey, I can do this. And I will, on that note, add that the reason those athletes excelled, I have one other athlete my first year that went to AUM before it became my girl, Brooke Schultz, before it became the division that it is now. But they didn't become that athlete because of what we did at practice. They became that athlete because of what they did on their own time to become that athlete. So for some of them, seeing that extra effort, seeing that extra mile that goes into it, you were determined to do what you needed to do to get where you wanted to get, and you did it. And so I think it benefits the rest of them to, even if their route isn't college running, it still benefits them to push hard to get what they want.
Something that I have appreciated as for you being a coach for this team when I was running, and something I know other people that I've ran with have appreciated, is that you're not necessarily someone who is going to be the top level of knowledge for the sport, but you're willing to work with your runners a lot. And with me, especially, I remember working together to figure out what kind of training would work best for myself, and then Eli the same way, and then runners before then and after as well. So when you have that connection with your athletes and trying to work with those runners, just how much does that help to build a bond between yourself and your runners?
Oh, Oh, yeah. I think that's part of the reason Luke and I run is because we get to know you. We know who you are as a runner and what to expect out of you. And I've always said this. I don't know that I'm a performance coach so much as I just need you to have good character, come when you're supposed to come, and put forth full effort. The rest will just come natural, I think, if you do that.
Well, Coach, I want to give you an opportunity here. You're putting on the recruiting pitch, so I'm going to let you just say, why should people come and run Wetumpka Cross Country?
Hey, it's something to do. You can run the rest of your life. It's not like you get too old to do it. You have that bonding that you share together. We never have home meets. We go everywhere. We're all over the state of Alabama. If you love being outside, we're outside. We're not running in circles. We're running through trees. Last year we ran through a corn maze. we run through creeks. So, Coach?
For me, running's changed my life. I've been doing it since 2010, so coming on 15 years here when I get to August. And just the friends that I've made through running far exceed any other friends that I have. I go to races across the country, or just here locally in the Southeast, and people will come up to me like, hey, you're Luke Culpepper. I don't know who you are. And then we become best friends, but they know who I am. I think it was about 2 years ago at a cross-country race that we went to, I had a young 7th or 8th grader athlete from another school came up to me and says, hey, you're Luke Culpepper. You don't know me, but I was 4 years old at this meet when you came in first place at it, and you were running against my older brother. He remembered me 10, 12 years later. And so things like that are just neat for me. People I've never met, people I don't know, but they know who I am through my running, and it's just a rewarding experience.
Well, I know the impact that both of you have had on me and continue to have on runners that you have coached over the years. So I really appreciate what you both are doing, and appreciate you both coming on the show. Wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gavin.
I want to remind you that Collier Ford has this Ford summer sales event. It is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on new F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long, so stop by Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We'll be right back as Mitch rejoins me here, and we'll close things out on the second edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bearwood Show.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and CAC. The programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. As we get close to wrapping up this show, we've got an exciting week of Wetumpka Athletics that's already well underway, Mitch, and now we've got more to come here as the week rolls on.
Absolutely. Fall sports are in full swing here, and you've actually got two matches going on right now. You've got volleyball playing at Prattville, and the flag football team also facing off against Prattville, so a little bit of double trouble there against Prattville. We don't have any score updates for you right now, but we may by the time the show closes. Of course, our next time on the air is going to be August 29th at 7 o'clock. Pre-game will start at 6:30 as the Indians play their home opener against Chelsea. And coming up last on the docket is September 6th. Cross country will travel to the Volunteer Spirit Classic and have their first race of the season.
Yeah, of course, you do have the big matchup here coming up on Friday against Chelsea, so that's going to be interesting to watch as well. Want to encourage everyone to tune in to that one on Friday evening. That will be on 105.1 WRFS and on the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube and Facebook. Tommy Wood will be filling in for me on Friday. You heard me talk with the cross country coaches. I do still run cross country, so I've got a meet that I have to run, but I will be excited to be back next week. Mitch will have color with Tommy, and we appreciate Tommy Wood stepping up for us and coming down to Wetumpka to call that one. Going to be fun. The pregame show will air at 6:30 p.m. You can listen at 5:30 for a replay of this show, and then kickoff will be at 7. They'll have a halftime show and postgame show as well. Mitch, your final thoughts here as we wrap things up. Exciting day tonight, and then also excited to see what's going to happen here on Friday against Chelsea.
And yeah, Chelsea should be a really good matchup and a good litmus test for the program. Obviously, they just moved down from 7A to 6A in the latest reclassification, so they're really big for a size of as a 6A school, and they've got a lot of guys that come out and compete. And then Bear talked a little bit about the experience of those juniors and seniors, where Wetumpka tends to lean a little bit on the younger side, so it'll be a good test for those guys to see how they can play and compete with guys that maybe have a little bit more of game experience than them.
Saw some guys break out last Friday, and now interested to see if they can keep it up here as they come home. And home sweet home for the Indians. That's what it's been. Bear Woods, an 11-5 record over his tenure here when playing over at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. I want to thank First Community Bank. It's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life, local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on this Tuesday night. From Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, and Michael Brannon, we will see you on Friday at 6:30 p.m. for the pregame show, and then back here at Wharf Casual Seafood next Tuesday, beginning at 6:30 here on Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.